Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and UNICEF, bring you educational radio lessons focusing on literacy and numeracy skills. Stay tuned for a fruitful lesson in education in the comfort of your home.
Grade 1 boys and girls to the Education Zone, a program brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. It is Mrs. Muzunze, your mathematics and science teacher. Before we start today's lesson, get a notebook, a pencil, 10 counters, and a calculator if you have one. Also, an ICT gadget for recording purposes. Parents and family members, we are encouraged to assist and you are welcome to the lesson. Now, boys and girls, sit down quietly and pay attention. In the last lesson, I gave you homework. I asked you to draw two animals. You were supposed to draw one domestic animal with four legs, two horns, and a tail. I also asked you to draw one wild animal with four legs and a tail. For the domestic animal, I was expecting you to draw one of the following animals: a cow, a goat, or an ox. A cow, a goat, or an ox. For the wild animal, I was expecting you to draw one of the following: a zebra, a giraffe, a lion, a hyena, a hippo, a baboon, a hare, a monkey, or any other wild animal without horns. Today, boys and girls, let's start by reciting a poem. We are counting from 1 to 10. I'm going to do it for the first time, then we do it together. One, two, buckle my shoes. Three, four, knock at the door. Five, six, pick up sticks. Seven, eight, lay them straight. Nine, ten, a big fat hen. A big fat hen. Now, let's do it together, boys and girls. Let's start. One, two, buckle my shoes. Three, four, knock at the door. Five, six, pick up sticks. Seven, eight, lay them straight. Nine, ten, a big fat hen. A big fat hen. Well done, boys and girls. I hope you had fun. Today, boys and girls, we are going to add numbers up to 10. By the end of this lesson, you should be able to add numbers correctly. Boys and girls, do you know what to add is? Tell someone near you. I hope you said to add is to put together. To add is to put together. For example, if I say put together one red hat and two blue hats, I will count all the hats together and I got three hats. I can also say add two brown shoes and two black shoes, boys and girls. If I put the shoes together, I will have four shoes. In order for you to get answers for your sums, boys and girls, you should use counters. These can be stones, seeds, or sticks. You can also use a ruler for adding. Now, boys and girls, let's do some examples together. The first example, we are going to add 3 and 2. Add 3 and 2. To get the answer, count 3 counters and put them on one side. Count 3 counters and put them on one side. Then take 2 counters and put them on the other side. Now put all the counters together. What is your answer, boys and girls? Yes, it is 5. So 3 add 2 equals 5. The second example, add 6 and 3. Add 6 and 3. Once again, boys and girls, to get the answer, you put 6 counters on one side and 3 counters on the other side. Put 6 counters on one side and 3 counters on the other side. Put them together. Now, how many counters do you have all together? Count them. Yes, 9. Well done, boys and girls. When we add, we use the word plus. Plus means the same as put together. Now listen carefully as I give you some work to do. Remember, to get correct answers, you should use counters. Now write answers for the following Psalms. Number 1, 2 plus 2, 2 plus 2 equals. Put two objects on one side and put two more objects on the other side. Now put them together. What is the answer, boys and girls? If you got 4, well done. We go on to number 2. 3 plus 5. 3 plus 5 equals. Put 3 counters on one side and 5 counters on the other side. Now put them together and count them. What is the answer, boys and girls? If you got 8, it's correct. Very good. Number 3, 4 plus 3, 4 plus 3 equals. Put 4 counters on one side and take 3 more counters and put them on the other side. Now put them together. What is your answer, boys and girls? Yes, it's 7. Well done. Now for the next 2 Psalms, boys and girls, I'm not going to be giving you instructions. You are going to do them on your own. And then I'll give you the answer. Number 4. 7 plus 2 equals. 7 plus 2 equals. What is your answer, boys and girls? If you said 9, very good. Number 5. 9 plus 1 equals. 9 plus 1 equals. What is your answer, boys and girls? Yes, the answer is 10. Very good, boys and girls. Now tell me What did you learn today? We learned that to add is to put together. And we worked out some sums on addition. To get correct answers, we used counters. You can also use a ruler to get answers. For your homework, boys and girls, add the following sums. Number 1, 6 plus 0 equals 6 plus 0 equals. Number 2, 1 plus 4 equals 1 plus 4 equals. Number 3, 7 plus 3 equals 7 plus 3 equals. And number 4, 0 plus 10 equals 0 plus 10 equals. For the next lesson, boys and girls, I want you to bring 10 counters. You can also ask your family members to help you use a calculator. This is the end of our lesson today, boys and girls. It is Mrs. Imuzunze. Stay safe.
Today's broadcast of educational lessons was brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and UNICEF. We hope you enjoyed the lesson. Tune in for more education lessons on ZBC Radio.